भगवते वासुदेवाय chapter number 13 entitled Raghuna converses with Jadabharata. Text number 11.
Kvachicca sita tapa vata varsha Kvachicca sita tapa vata varsha
Kvachicca sita tapa
प्रतिक्रियं कर्तुं मनीषास्ते प्रतिक्रियां कर्तुं मनीषास्ते वाचिन्मितो विपणन् यच्च किञ्चित् वाचिन्मितो विपणन् यच्च किञ्चित् विद्वेषं ऋच्छति उत वित सत्य विद्वेषं ऋच्छति उत वित सत्य वाचिच्चासिता तापवात वर्ष प्रतिक्रियं कर्तुं मनीषे अस्ते वाचिन्मितो विपणन् यच्च किञ्चित् विद्वेषं ऋच्छति उत वित सत्य
प्रतिक्रियां
प्रतिक्रियां
काउंटर एक्शन कर्तुं टू डू अनीशः बीइंग अनेबल Aste,
Aste
remains in misery.
Kwache,
sometimes.
Mitaha,
one another. Vipana, selling. Yaccha, whatever. Kinche,
a little bit.
Vidvesham,
mutual enmity.
Richati,
often.
Uta, it is so said. Vita sadhya, because of cheating one, another merely for money. Translation and purport by Tirunge S.A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sometimes the living entity is busy counteracting the natural disturbance of freezing cold, scorching heat, strong wind, excessive rainfall, and so forth. When he is unable to do so, he becomes very unhappy. Sometimes he is cheated in business transactions one after another. In this way, by cheating, living entities create enmity among themselves. Purpose. This is an example of the struggle for existence, the attempt to counteract the onslaught of material nature. This creates enmity in society, and consequently society is filled with envious people. One person is envious of another, and this is the way of the material world. The Krishna conscious movement aims at creating an atmosphere of non-envy. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to become Krishna conscious, but the Krishna conscious movement can create an exemplary society wherein there is no envy. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sharakya Sakshur Militamena Tasma Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Savadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Srirupam sagrajatam sarjana lagunatam vritam tam sajivam sarvaitam savadutam parijana savitam krishna chaitanya deva Shri Radha Krishna Pranam Sarvana Jaduta Shri Shakhan Vidamasya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturvasya Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Speaking the blessings of all Vaishnavas I'd like to speak some from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification Subject matter like this, when you think and contemplate, it actually helps you to become more Krishna consciousness. And here if you see, each verse, they start with sometimes. So basically, here they're giving the option for us in the material world to choose the variety of suffering. So these are the suffering. You can choose one and suffer, like, you know. Because this place is Dukkhalayam Anashashvatam, as per Krishna is saying. He is the manufacturer, so he is giving the verdict of how this place is going to operate. Everything in this material world has some price tag or something you can see what is the cost of something. So here, it's in a story of a person entering into a forest or a merchant. Like for example, if someone wants to do a business, they want to do a retail shop or something, they want to go enter into the wholesale market and see what are the vendors are having so that I can buy, so that I can make some profit. That's the idea. So when a person is entering into that arena, he may not know what are the details of the purchase or what are the intricacies or what are the obstacles and problems. What he is going to get, actually, he may not know. His idea is, I will make, sometimes, you know, people like that, they want to do some business, they have a very good idea, but they don't know the what is the package or what is going to come to them. But they want to do it. But then once they get in, they realize in few months or 1 year or 2 years time, this is not setting, this is not going to work out. This is not as easy what I thought. So here, the place is described as a forest. First of all, we don't have experience of a forest or visiting a forest. Even if so sometimes we go for a trek or walking with friends and everything. So we usually go in a big team of 10, 20 or 30 people in a bushwalk or in a trek or we are lonely. So it doesn't look like, you know, it's a lonely place or, you know, we're like, oh, so nice and everything. We take photo and we enjoy with our company and association and have fun. But then same trek or same place, if you go alone, it's a different kind of pressure you feel. You feel, you know, like is any, and that too. Recently, what happened when I went to with some devotees to trek or something, and then I have to put my shoe or something, and then I stopped, and then the team went by in forward. So I was alone. So it was like in the dawn time, sun is setting, not much light, and everything, and then you were alone, and then you feel someone at the back. So that's like kind of, you know, you never want anyone to have that kind of experience that someone is watching you or someone at the back. You don't have, you know, actually strength to look back, is anything there or not. So you feel that kind of pressure when you know there is party, you know, went ahead
you can catch up, you can run and catch. But still, you know, you feel that kind of different outlook. So here we are talking about the forest. And the forest is considered as a dense darkness. It's dark. Here a lot of description has given. And here interesting that, you know, if you want to get the honey, you get stung by the honeybee. If you want to walk the mountain to see the view, you get, your feet get, you know, pricked by the thorns and the pebbles. If you want to enjoy something, then there is some, you know, wild animals going to take it from you. So you see that it's nothing going to come as easy what we think that this shopping going to be. You know, it's not easy at all. And why would one enter into this forest? So why would you enter into the forest to do this kind of things? You know, we are as a spirit soul. We can take any of the religious texts, even Christian texts, explain that the living entity, the original living entity, Adam and Eve was very happy in the Garden of Eden with the Supreme, with the Christ, with the Jesus, isn't it? They were happy in the paradise, and then they fall down just by the fact that. Then the story we know, there was a serpent in the apple tree, and then it said that it's pursued the Eve first. Why don't you eat this fruit? It's so nice. He said, no, this is prohibited. This we should not eat. I said, you know why it is said like that? Because if you eat this fruit, you will also become like God. That's why he's jealous. He's envy. We're going to talk about that subject matter later, because that is given here in envy. Then, that desire is there. In Bhagavad Gita also is given, Iccha Dvesha Samudvena Dvantabhohena Bharata. The desire is there, okay? I want to be like of that. I want to be like Krishna. I want to like be like God. That's fine, but then the problem is, the second is hate. The hate is, why only he is like that? Why not me? So the desire is developing that someone is okay, we see someone is having something. And then we develop the desire, oh, he's having that. Me too, I also should get that one. And then the later comes, why only he is having? Why not me? I'll also show. I'm also capable. And this desire and this envy, hate, it's not developed overnight. It's not that we develop some kind of, maybe the seed is, when we see something, oh, I wish I could have something like this, And then that we plant the seed. But the seed takes time to fructify. So we water and we nurture the desire. And we develop that kind of desire and thinking about it. And it slowly, gradually creeps in. And we develop that envy towards the Supreme Lord. That's like the first step entering into the forest. So then this material world is created that, okay, fine, this is a place where everyone given a chance. And it's interesting also, why? Because we see that that the pursuit of enjoying or the pursuit of getting happiness is so strong or bewildering in one sense that we think, oh, let me give it a try. I know many people fail because they don't know the password or they didn't get the formula right. But I am not like them. I am very special and I am going to make a mark. And you are going to see me that. How I'm going to do it. And we say, don't go, don't go to the forest. No. You don't know. Huh? I'm intelligent. I've done master degree. And I've done PhD also. And I will show you, I'm going to enjoy. This is like... And we are not convinced of the fact that there is no enjoyment. We hear that, there is no enjoyment in this material world. Don't joke, Prabhu. He's joking, right? Like, we are not taking seriously of the fact, because that is called illusion. That we come with nothing, but we want to secure and take as much of things for us. And we are in that pursuit of accumulating and acquiring things in this material world. The fact that we know that we not going to take even a small pin with us back. But we are we want to take more. I want to get this. I want to take that. I want to acquire this. Similarly, we cannot enjoy in this material world, but the fact that I want to try it. I want to give it a try. To give it a shot. Let me try. I know it's okay if I fail, you know. After all, you know what to do. There is no enjoyment. But I'll try. And then what happened? Then another is that I don't want problem. Yes, I know, you know, I want to be happy, but there is no happiness. But why is the cause? Because there are problems. So I don't want problem. I don't want any problem. If you say, if you ask people here, how are you? They say, no problem, no worries. So like they think that the problem, the happiness is something which if you don't have problem, then you're happy. Negation of problem is not happiness. Negation of problem is just like a breathing time for you to get engulfed by another problem. So we say, I don't want problem, but I'm getting this problem again and again. So many problems. So many problems are coming. And I'm going to counteract this. So we want things that we cannot have it permanently. We want happiness in a place where there is no happiness. We want enjoy, but there is no enjoyment. We don't want problem, but we are getting problem. But still we are thinking everything is going to happen. Because why? This is called Maya. This is called illusion. The illusion is so strong. It's like, you know, we have, if you want to enter, like, you know, there's some in amusement park or something, they have this booth bungalow. Or they have this, haunted house or some dark house or something like that. They don't show anything outside. What is inside, they'll not show. But they'll put a nice screensaver kind of thing, nice house with a door like that, and there'll be a ticket counter. You think, this is just like a normal house. Right? Then the moment you pay and then they push inside, that's it, finished. Everything, you will be knocking back. You know, can you open the door? Can you open the door? I want to come out. No, you have to come that side. It's one way. The light comes and then the skeleton comes to you and then the sound comes and someone comes and touch you. You know, like so many things happen, but they don't show you outside. Nah. Come. It's very nice. Yeah, you can go in. Buy one, get one free. Right? They send as many as people inside. Pushes in, go, like, because that is the covering. That's the covering of the coating. The coating is given, the material world, the Maya is there, illusion is there. It gives you a kind of hope. There is a kind of hope that I'm going to be happy. There is a kind of hope that I'm going to enjoy. I am special, I am different, I can do it. So this is the hope. The hope of enjoying in this material world is the biggest culprit in the material creation. That then gives a hope. I'm going to be happy in this material world. So this is the setting of this material world. And here it's clearly given. If you read every verse, it explains the detail of each and every issue or the struggle of the living entity going through in this material forest. So talking about the problem, if you see. The first problem in this verse is talking about natural calamities or Adi Vedic. We know this Tapatraya, the three Trishul or the three spokes in the Trishul. Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik and Adi Dedic. The Adi Atmik is the problem arising from one's own mind and one's own senses. The senses are so much, it's like a venomous snake. Yeah? Bhagavad Gita explained, you know, like trying to satisfy the senses is the source of misery. And even one sense, if it's not controlled, then it can take you in the cycle of birth and death, exactly like a wind can take the boat away in the ocean. And the senses are so powerful, it's like a serpent. It creates lots of Arjuna. Krishna is saying, Mama Ivamso Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Mana Sastrani Indriyani. What is that? These are all my people, but then what the problem? They are struggling in this material world, including the senses, which is includes the mind. They are struggling. Because the senses and mind is so much of, you know, disturbance and agitation that if they cannot leave us, you know, in a peaceful thing that we are satisfied with ourselves, it creates a lot of problem. Yoga practice is for what? Sense control, mind control. And this Adhyatmi, now we are talking about this scorching heat, freezing cold, strong wind, excessive rainfall, Adhidaivik, the calamities which is coming. What can we do? We can't do anything. Even it can be the most developed country or the most sophisticated environment, community, society, whatever it may be, at last we have to run for life. The tsunami coming, or the earthquake, or the bushfire, or the flood, whatever. What they last, what they say, we can plan the evacuation team, rescue team. Let us get out of this place because we cannot control, we cannot do this. So then, the other thing is Adi Bhauti. So here if you see, sometimes we cheated in business transaction one after another. In this way, by cheating, every living entity or living entities create enmity among themselves. So if you this envy is very subtle. Material world means envy. We know. We all have envied the Supreme Lord, the root cause. We are envy each other. Why? Why there is envy? Because there is competition in this material world. And we have come across, have played this game called musical chair. Right? Have you played this musical chair? Have you played? They keep the chair and the number of people is one more than the chair, right? And they're all going, they go round and then music stop and they sit. Then they'll have one chair and then there'll be two people. What they'll do? They'll run and then music stop, then the other person, you can sit. I'll not sit. No, they'll be fighting. They'll be fighting to sit for one chair. Now imagine there is one chair and there are 7 billion people fighting for one chair. I want to be the master of this material creation. Everything revolves around me. Everyone is there to just serve me. I've come here, I am the controller, proprietor and supreme enjoyer. So that, imagine, there's like one chair and every living entity is fighting for that. Always there is competition, there is sense gratification, I want to enjoy and there is fight for it. You're not going to get it easily. You need to fight for it. You need to compete with it. It's like you say, the interview, they say, you know, one job they put and they say, oh, you should be top, you should be like cutthroat, you should be like top. A competition is there for one place and there everyone is fighting for that. That's why there's envy there. This envy, if you see, the start of Bhagavad Gita, first verse, it's talk about that. Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Mamaka Pandava Samaveta Yudhava Samaveta Yudhava Mamaka Pandava Chaya Kim Akrabhata Sanjaya. Okay? What is Dhritarashtra asking? This my sons and Pandu, both are all same dynasty one. This two. Envy can be within the family, within the bloodline, within the, you know, everyone. You know, you can't escape. So he's asking, what about my sons and Pandu, they have come. What are they doing? You know, it's like, We are all going to Prasadam Hall. What are we doing? It's like stupid question in one sense. We are all going to eat. You know, it's not... But he's asking, what are you going to do? What can you tell me what happening is? Because he has inherited, he has become a king. He is like the accidental king. You know, he's supposed to, but then he is bodily defect, he is blind. So Pandu became a king. Pandu has been, he left the world in a young age. And his sons are very young. So Dhritarashtra was made a king. So he is of the intention, I couldn't able to enjoy, but I don't want to give this to the Pandavas. I couldn't able to enjoy, but my son Duryodhan should enjoy. I and mine. I cannot able to do, so that my son should do it. That I should not give it to the other. So he is so jealous, and he is envy that these people should not. That's why he is asking, what did they do? Did they compromise? Because of the influence of the place, did they compromise? Did they do? So you want to make sure that they didn't go to compromise, they fought. And he is very much. And Vidura, Bhishma, even Krishna sent his Akrura, then Krishna himself, these are all people giving counsel. You know, yesterday, when I was speaking to my mom, and she was saying, oh, these people, you know, so they are doing this, you know, they are doing the politics, they are doing in the relative, typical Gramya Katha. So then I was telling her this example that, you know, that sometimes, you know, Vidura was in this situation. Vidura told Dhritarashtra, this child is the bad omen. This is a bad, actually. We should remove him. We should actually kill him. Otherwise, he's going to finish our whole dynasty. He's exactly like, you know, one getting a gangrene or a disease in his arm, in his leg or hand. So what happened? He has to remove it. Otherwise, he can his life in his threat. Just living that small piece of disease, it can take over the whole body. So we should remove him. Vidura is giving counseling to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, come on, act on common senses. You know, do something. But he cannot. He said, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. This is so strong. This is so strong that envy, jealous, all are same. If you see, you know, envy, jealous, and politics, diplomacy, all are like the twin brothers of the same family. In Bhagavad Gita, if you see that 2.62, that Dhyayatu Vishyan Pumsa, that verse, you know, like if you have some kind of attraction, attachment, then lust, you develop them, lust, then anger, then greed, so then illusion, madness, then madness, that madness is nothing but the envy. So the envy, the anarthas, if envy you see, it includes everything. It's just like, for example, we have the sense and the sense objects. The first is ether, that sound. Then from ether comes air, the sound and touch. Then from air comes fire. So you can see the form, then you can see touch, then you can see the sound. Then fire comes the water. So you can taste, you can see, you can hear, and you can feel, touch. And the last is earth, because you can smell. You can smell, you can feel, you can touch, you can hear, you can taste everything. So similarly, so first is lust, then comes the anger. Anger includes the lust. Then comes the greed, which includes the anger and the lust. And then comes the illusion, which includes all the three. Then comes the madness, which includes all the four. Then comes the envy, which includes everything. Envy is so subtle that it is like the, it has everything, everything included in that. So Bhagavad Gita starting from envy, but if you see Srimad Bhagavatam starting saying, this is Nirmat Sarana. This book is for the non-envious people. Is it? So, Bhagavad Gita, when you see the Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you see from that angle, what one person, when he's entering into the material world, which is full of envy, by the end of Bhagavad Gita, one is surrendering to Krishna, then starting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Nirmat Saranam, which is for non-envious. Why? If you see, the goal or the this is for Nirmat Saranam, or the envy is exactly opposite to the love of Godhead or Prema. The selfless, unconditional, unmotivational devotional service. And if you see that opposite, competitor is the envious nature. So, and this Srimad Bhagavatam book like that is given because when a person is traveling in the dense forest of darkness, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the light, the torchlight of knowledge. When you are in the forest, for example, you are traveling in the forest and there is a big hole there, a well which is not, and dense, like already forest is dense, and then you see there is a well in the forest which is covered by bush, and then you fell into that. How it's like the darkest of the dark, isn't it? And then you need two things. One is the light. So that is Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives the light. The next, you shout. You call out. That's the holy name. You call out the holy name. Very desperate. Prabhupada says it's like the genuine cry of the child. If you come across any child that realizes that the child is in a place where there is no parents, and that kind of cry, if you hear, you know, it's instantaneously, it's like it goes to the high pitch directly, not like starting anything, directly at the top note only. Sound doesn't come. Have you heard it? When the child crying, starting, sound doesn't come because it is going the highest decibel, or I don't know. Sound doesn't come, the face changes and everything, and then after some time. Then what happened? When the child is that mother actually knows, you know, 100 children are there and there is 1,000 parents or whatever. That mother exactly knows, this is my child. And then she drops everything and then turns and runs, you know. Whatever, doesn't matter, drops everything and then runs towards the child to lift the child and to impress. So this is how a living entity in the material forest, by the help of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the genuine call of Krishna, who can come to save from the dense, dark well, where is no hope, that death is the only option. But then when a jiva is calling out in that desperate condition, then Krishna is coming to save. So then we talk about the Matsara is envy. Is a competitor for the divine love or the prema. Why? Why one understand? If you see in the Vaishnava, there are three things tell. Okay, this is like the most important thing for a Vaishnava. What are the three things? That is the Vaishnava seva, then jiva doya, and namaruchi. Okay, you serve the Vaishnava. You serve the person who is the living entities, and you serve the name. This is the highest. Serving the Vaishnava, serving the holy name, serving the living entities, or preaching, or compassion is something difficult if we have envy in our heart. Where there is envy, then there cannot be service, a genuine service to that person. Isn't it? So envy, basically we tell, oh okay, we identify something good in others, and then we feel, why that person is having that? Why not me? That is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, if that someone we identify something good, and if that person get into some trouble or miserable, we are happy. So the concept of a Vaishnava is that when he sees someone is suffering, he feels the pain. And when he sees someone is happy, he feels happy. This is Vaishnava. But then the nature of envy is that when someone is happy, we feel miserable. And when someone is suffering, we feel happy. So that's why the envy and the love of God or a Vaishnava cannot be incompatible situation. How can we serve the Vaishnavas? How can we serve the living entities? And how can we serve the holy name when we have envy, pride, illusion and everything, all those corollaries within us? It is very difficult to cultivate. The Prabhupada is giving a vision statement in the purport. The Prabhupada vision statement is that this material world is full of envy. We know that. We know this material world is full of envy. But Krishna conscious movement aims to at creating an atmosphere of non-envy. So this is a society of non-envious people. That is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So our society is a place where we are creating a home where the whole world can live. This is Prabhupada saying. Imagine there is a home where the whole world want to or can live, that means that home should be non-envious place. How can we live each other together when we are envious towards that person? It's very difficult. It's very difficult to actually withstand or to be in that space also. If we have envy towards someone, we cannot stand there. And what to speak of if everyone is glorifying that person and we are meant to be there and hearing that. It's exactly like the Sisupal when Krishna was glorified. He couldn't able to tolerate. It's standing on a fire. It's like the hot coal. Man, it's kind of pain. Because it's there in a Krishna conscious as well. In Krishna conscious as well, In Krishna consciousness also, it's given that when envy is there, then we have three categories of devotees or three categories of Vaishnavas. The one is someone is senior to us, someone is equal to us, and someone is junior to us. The tendency of the heart is that if someone is senior to us, we are envious of that person. If someone is senior, someone is good, then we are envious. How come he, why is getting everything, all the attention, why is getting all the glorification, why is getting importance, why is given all the facility to him? Why not me? It is exactly like one is focusing on a black spot in a beautiful moon. The moon is considered as the most beautiful creation in this material world. But a person seeing the moon is not appreciative of how beautiful it is, but he is only focusing on the black spot in the moon. It's like the dog barking under the sun. So that's how one person sees. If someone is senior, he is always envious of that person. Oh, he is getting everything. Supposed to get me. But then what happened? Then person who is equal to, he is proud. He is pride of his own activities. If someone is equal or something, the person is telling, I am doing, someone is friendly, talk and everything. I did this, I read this Bhagavad Gita, I read this one, Ashloka, whatever. Then we wait for the opportunity. Okay, wait. Then when I've done all the Ashloka. Yeah. One person, I've eaten, three gulabs today. That person was proud. He said, I've eaten 10, What is this? You don't know me? Come, I'll show you. So, we are looking for an opportunity where we can give that sting. The sting? It's so subtle, If you see, it's like exactly a pin we are putting into the banana. The banana may not know. The other person may not know actually you are poking, But then the pride is so subtle that, you know, that person is telling, you know, it's genuinely is telling, you know, I did this, you know, I did the service like this, I did the reading like this, I did the seva like this, you know, and then we're waiting for the opportunity and then the time, you know, yeah, I've done that, you know, I've all done that, you know, you better learn from me. So subtle, we can't able to actually, it requires a lot of devotion. One has to see oneself and also the other person clearly. And it's like example. Have you? I don't know if you gone to any maze. You know maze. Have you been? You've been to the maze. Imagine this material world is like a maze, but no exit. And you put the people in the maze. Now what happened is one person go find the one end and come, and the other person is going like that. He said, "Hey, you know, come. I know the way." Then the other person is going trying, and then they will come. No, this way. No, oh, you didn't find properly. I know, I've been there. Come with me, this side is guest. But then, everyone is running here and they're thinking that, oh, this person is wrong, maybe I am good, I will find a way out. But it's a closed loop, and there is a watchtower. Can you see the watchtower? Sometimes they have a watchtower kind of thing to help people, or, you know, to go like that. You know, the pure devotees, the scriptures, the devotees are like in the watchtower, you know, they can see clearly because they are not on that platform of where the general public are fighting. That's why they are liked by people who are also envious. Sat Goswami, you can say. Dhira Adhira Priyajano Nirmatsara Pujito. Because they are not fighting for peanuts. So they're waiting, oh, I want this, you know, this nut, that nut, I will fight here. Like, they are the least bothered, you know, what here, you know. Like, for example, we see in the courtyard, the kids actually fight for the long stick. Oh, I got the stick, you know. Oh, give it to me, you know. That way, oh, the parent, the small kids are playing for the stick, you know. What is it? The small stick, you know. Come, let's go home. They take. But then the child is so intensely, you know, that I'm finding the stick, you know, I want to put it in the pond or something, they're fighting for the small. Now the pure devotees are the great person, the Paramahams are the least bothered about the small petty fight or something which is concerned about the body and in this material world. They are least concerned about, because their goal and their aim and their vision, everything is totally beyond this platform. So so that this Prabhupada giving the vision. Sometimes we forget the point also. That's okay. Huh? Yes. Yes. Close to. So then these people are no. Then they see the material world. They're creating, the Prabhupada saying, okay, but this is a society, we are creating a home where everyone can live. So this is Prabhupada saying, this is the Vaikuntha within this material world. Our centers are the Vaikuntha, where there is no envy, there is no, anarthas, where everyone wants to serve. Imagine, this is the highest, you know, the highest devotee, Srimati Radharani. And what is her mood? Her mood is, okay, this person is better than me. So this is a high standard. I mean, following the footsteps of great devotees, they are also having this mood. Okay, this person is better than me. So this is the second, that proud. Coming back to that three level. And the third is junior. When we are dealing with that, we want to deride them. We want to put them off. Because the person who is new to Krishna consciousness, who is coming up, upcoming devotee, is very enthusiastic, right? Very enthusiastic. He may read some small points, or he may have some small menial service, or whatever it. But he is so happy, he wants to share. He says, Prabhu, you know what? I did this service, I gave Janamrita to all the devotees. Go do something. What have you done, great? Giving Janamrita. Prabhu, I did it. Go, man, go. Like, we want to deride them. We want to put them off. So, but the Vaishnava, what actual mood is that if someone is senior, we want to please them. We want to serve them. We want to please. We want to get the association of them. We want to rub up some of qualities of them. We want to please them by serving, by following the instruction, by, you know, doing something which they said, you know, following in their footstep. This is the move. And someone who is equal, we want to be a friend. We want to be a genuine friend. A genuine friend is the one who actually, you know, fill in the weakness or the drawback of what we don't have. He's like the helping stick in the walk. A friend is like a genuine friend who is concerned, who is also helping in our Krishna consciousness. This is a genuine friend. And for the junior, we need to be compassionate towards them. We need to be compassionate towards them. Without compassion, how can we going to help? Without compassion, we cannot help. We cannot genuinely give them the right path and the Krishna consciousness to someone without compassion. A genuine compassion is just the instrument of, you know, Krishna's grace, where we can be an instrument of compassion to people who are upcoming in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is saying, okay, creating Vaikuntha within this material world, this is the vision, this is the atmosphere. Because why? Very simple, that the center of our organization or the center of our society or the center of all this endeavor, whatever, is Radha Vallabha, is Krishna. If we remove that, then there will be chaos, then there will be collision. It's exactly like in a pond, you are dropping the stone in the same point, then it makes a wave. But if you start dropping the stone in different points, then the waves, the ripples actually collide and there will be friction. And this rule applies everywhere, temple, home, ashram, wherever you take this principle, that this is for Krishna, this is for the enjoyment, the pleasure. Because in the forest, if you see, the moment we want to take credit, we want to enjoy, then there is a problem. The moment we want to, you know, take for us, this is karma, this is lust, this is sense gratification. But the moment we want to give to Krishna, then that becomes love, that becomes bhakti, that becomes, you know, perfection. So that is how this we can create this environment. We have to create this sacred space that Krishna is in the center. And that becomes Vaikuntha. No more envy, no more problem. Okay? So I'll just stop here. And if you see anyone hand to have any comments, correction, or any questions, or what we discussed today. Oh yeah. Where's your twin sister? Not yet. Oh, no. No, the question partner, sorry. Mike? One mic. You got a big fan following in Melbourne Temple. Many people ask, who is that girl asking questions? You know, a few times they ask me. Very good. Questions. Your questions are great.
Thank you, for the nice class, Prabhupada. My question is that,
a good question actually. That in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada answers this question in 7th chapter. So Prabhupada explains about Naradama, the lowest of the mankind. They don't surrender to Krishna. They think they are social, political and religious. They are civilization. Like someone is civilized, uncivilized, or cultured and uncultured. On the category of social, political and religion. So these people, they are socially, politically very civilized. The moment you talk about religion, take it easy, Mike. Don't they? Religion, that's primitive. I'm not religion. They don't want to identify themselves with religion. Even though they may be born in a very pious family or a very good family, cultured family, they don't want to identify, I am up to worship God, I am religion, like that. So these kind of people, Naradama, and they don't want to accept Krishna. They don't want to, because basically as an envy. But then, the devotee of the Lord, that is Nityananda Prabhu, he actually made them into devotees. So, in one sense, what the Lord saying that this person will not become devotee, but that is totally contradiction of what the devotee is thinking, that this person also can become devotee. So the Lord, the devotee is more merciful than the Supreme Lord. So a person may be envy, cannot get the mercy of Krishna, but a devotee desires, that is more powerful than the living entity who is envious the Supreme Lord. So that's why we say, okay, pray for me, Prabhu. You know, you can pray for me, you can, you know, do. So the devotee desire, the devotee wants to give mercy, then, you know, you cannot do anything. Just you, just drenched in that mercy of the devotees. So that's why Prabhupada gives the example of Jagai Madai in that section and says that Nityananda Prabhu, who is the most merciful, who has actually delivered them, who is envious of the Supreme Lord. And interesting, that is, you know, the person who does not surrender to Krishna, Prabhupada writes that they surrender and become devotee. Is it okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Lord Brahman ki.